What's happening? And welcome, worldwide listeners, to Let's Do a Radio, sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com. Today is What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. Today is Thursday, January 1st, first Thursday of July 1st. And I'm your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide, where all entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under clients section and clients carousel, as well as their websites. And you can safely and securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. Tonight, we're just going to have What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. You are more than welcome to call in. Listen at 845-241-9985. Hang out with me. Go to the chat room. Talk to me. Converse with me. Or you can go to the homepage of Do It On The Mall and go to the Let's Do It Radio banner and just listen while you shop. Thank you very much. It's just going to be one of those evenings. I'll probably be doing a lot of talking. I'm going to be playing some old songs, some new, and not some new songs, because you can always listen to those on the radio. But we're just going to have some fun. We're going to go way back, do some Grandmaster Flash, some Whisper. We're going to just have fun this evening. So I want you to call me at 845-241-9985. Go to the chat room. Hang out. Talk to me. Dilly dally. We're going to just whatever's on your mind. If you want me to play a song and I can bring it up, I'm more than happy to play a song. So that's what's up, what's up. So please just go ahead and call in 845-241-9985. I am your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, on What Are Your Thoughts This Thursday? You know, it's technical difficulties. I hate that. Anyway. Yes, I can tell what kind of night it's going to be.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
It is going to be a wonderful evening, because I'm going to make it wonderful. We're going to be jamming out tonight. We're just going to have us a good old time.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at DoItAllInTheMall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at DoItAllInTheMall.com today.
There you go. And if you all have any questions about the mall, please call in and ask questions. I'll be happy to guide you through. You know, if you have questions on how to get into it, what it's about, this way we can talk about anything that's on your mind, so you know what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up.
What? out in the summer thing. Hit the park and parlay. Hope that your walk is away. Cause you and your girls wanna ride. Play all day, puff on the line. Say what, say what, say what. You know that I like it, baby.
Ooh,
girl, what's up? And you know what I need.
Say what,
you know that about it, baby.
Girl, you know what's up.
You know what's up.
Baby, you know what's up.
I know what's up, baby.
I'm digging you, and I'm wanting you.
Tell me what's up, baby. Be my fire, and I'm gone. Coming on, girl, you got me wide open. Waiting all day and I'm hoping. So baby, don't run. Sexy please, you know what I want.
Marvin Gaye, he, same thing. What's going on with you? Just talk to me. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer.
War is not the answer.
For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me. So you can see.
What's going on?
talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
And you know what's going on? You go to that street life. From that street life, we go to that glamorous life. Yes. Come on.
Get on.
about that then at the street light, y'all. Talk about it. Yeah, what are your thoughts? Bobby Jackson and Mr. Bless. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing well. Yourself?
Doing good.
Good. Thank y'all for calling in. So, what is y'all thoughts today?
Blessed and sinful, we are. Huh?
Hey, Bless. Sinful, how you
and
doing?
And sinful.
Good.
Great.
Yes.
Sorry we late, but we had a meeting.
That's okay.
But I'm,
that's okay. Myrtle B signing in. That's all right. That's all right, and
that's
we have a DC signing in. Yeah, Mr. Jackson,
hi.
How you doing?
All is well. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this Thursday?
Well, just preparing for the holiday weekend.
For the 4th of July, yes. So are you grilling, or what are you doing? You have a Traeger, a grill, what you got? Barbecue.
I think I have a grill. Yeah, I think I'll do some grilling.
You got a okay. Ribs, sausage,
probably
hot links,
an assortment, and probably all of that.
Okay. And your address is, please. No, I'm just messing. you might have a stranger. Plate? Can I get a plate, sir? Yeah. What about you, Sinful?
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not sure. I'm going to be going out for a party actually on the 3rd, so I think that's going to be my celebration. I normally cook on the grill, but I don't think I'm going to be non-traditional this year. Just enjoy the party.
Hey, that's right. Sometimes you got to sit back and just enjoy yourself. What about you, Mr. Bless? How you doing?
I'm blessed, thank you. I'm going on a yacht party with Mr. Cheeks, and then I'm hooking up with Quaz.
Oh, Mr. Cheeks. Uh-huh.
Yes, and I'm hooking up with Quaz at the House of Blues, and then I'm going to an after party all that same night at the G-Spot we went out to. So, busy weekend.
Okay, the G-Spot. I like the G-Spot. That was nice. That was really nice. Some fried crabs over the bomb.com with that, garlic sauce, that was so good. So we need to have more people calling in. Go ahead.
I said I like some little ghetto spots.
Hey,
the best food
nothing wrong
out
with the ghetto spot. You know it. You have good people, hanging out. You don't have all that riffraff. You have fun. You play pool. You enjoy yourself. That's what you do. That's what you do. You just enjoy yourself. Yes.
What do you have?
We're
going to
put on
weekend?
Some glamorous. Probably radio. I don't have a grill. I don't know. I'll just probably be getting ready for the radio on Sunday for the 4th of July. But other than that, just trying to keep people entertained, so That's what I'll be doing. I may do some sewing. But other than that, that's probably what I'll be doing. Be looking for people to holler at me, hey.
Did you let the people know that you're designing outfits for people going out and that they're available through your website? Because you designed my outfit and Sinful's outfit for our event this weekend. So don't be shy. Put it out there.
Oh, I am. I was going to do that after Glamorous Life because that's what I was going to, you know, lead Glamorous Life and then go into my little what I do and what I try to do, what I've been doing, what I'm fitting to do. No. That's a good segue. So we're going to do some glorious, some Glamorous Life by Sheila E. Then we're on the back side. I'm going to say, hey, this is what I'm doing for these two. So y'all call in 845-241-9985 and join the conversation. Have fun. Go into the chat room. You know, just sit back and listen, enjoy yourself, put your feet up, get your beverage of choice, you know, let your hair down, you know, just be you, because some places are super hot, some places are raining, like it just rained like cats and dogs down here, but hey, we're going to go to some Glorious Life, and we will be back, and we're going to talk about a little bit about me. I'm not one to, you know, go into detail, but I may go into a little bit of detail. So here we go with some Glamorous Life. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's Sheila E. Show. As our caller was talking about me designing, yes, I am a fashion designer. I've been designing for a while, since the eighth grade I've been sewing, but been doing designs on and off, not on and off, more on than off, for the last while. So I met these two people, Sinful and Blessed, and they are going to a yacht party this weekend, and they contacted me because they needed something for the all-white party. So therefore, they were kind enough to contact me, and they will be wearing a couple of my outfits, and I'm excited to have them wear my outfits because, you know, they're going to be with some well-to-do people, some people who are stars. They say Mr. Cheeks, who does lights, camera, action, which I'll be I'm playing in the background now, and Apply, who is out of Florida. And so, you know, all I need is this, that one right person to get me to the level that I need to be in. I think, you know, I'll be getting there, hopefully getting there soon. But other than that, that's what I'm doing. So we also have another person who just joined us from the Louisiana area code. And who do we have with the last four of 1677 who just joined us?
Diane DuPont-Connor.
Well, hello, cousin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank God. How are you?
I am wonderfully well, hailing out of New Orleans.
Yes. Hanging in, resting,
so,
relaxing.
Yeah. Oh, good. So what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, I really don't have many, Ned. My health's been kind of down, and I'm trying to just take it easy, you know?
Taking it easy and just enjoying it. Good.
No plans.
So you're not
no
barbecuing
plans.
Or anything? No plans?
Oh, no.
Okay. Nothing New Orleans style? Man.
I hope somebody else do it
man.
And send me some.
The DoorDash or Uber Eats or something, huh?
You might have bought that one. Yeah. Well, how's the family?
But everybody's good. Everybody's good. You're on the radio, so everybody can hear you. So everybody's good. Atlanta's good.
Hi.
Spokane's good. You know, Seattle is good. Myrtle Beach is in the house. We got D.C. in the house.
Right,
we got Tampa in the house. So we doing good. We got so far we almost have all four corners of the United States covered. Get somebody from California call in New York, we be in there like swimwear.
That's right. That's
so,
great, girl. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. So you're welcome. So we have any other words from Blessed and Sinful? Bless, you out there? sinful. Mr. Jackson. Okay, he just dropped off. So we're gonna let this instrumental play out, and we're gonna go to our next song, "Funkin' for Jamaica." That's where I'd like to be right now, is Jamaica, but I don't know what the way the weather is. But anybody can call in 845-241-9985 and talk with me, go to the chat room, converse with me through the chat room, or just sit back and listen. Again, it's 845-241-9985. And this is "What Are Your Thoughts Thursday?" What are you thinking about? What's going on? What is in your mind? What are you doing on the weekend? Being safe, preparing for the hurricane that's supposed to be coming through here. So what are your thoughts? As Mr. Cheeks is instrumental, "Lights, Camera, Action." Yes, that's what's going on in the background. Yes, sir, some "Lights, Camera, Action." So we are just hanging in there right now, just having us a good time. And relaxing and just letting our hair down. And hopefully everybody's enjoying themselves. And if you have some music you want to hear that I can, dig out of, quote unquote, the crate, I would be more than happy to do so. And until we get another request that somebody calls in, I'm going to do some "Funkin' for Jamaica" by Tom Brown. Yeah.
Go on down 150 feet. You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
All right, now we have another listener, looks like out of the Atlanta area, with the last 4 of 5372. You want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from today, and what are your thoughts on this Thursday?
Hello, Ms. Inez. This is Dustin from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Lady. How are you?
I can't complain at all.
I tell everybody I'm just fair to middling. You know, I'm glad I woke
fair
up.
Fair to middling? That's it? that's a start, you know. That's a start. That is a start. So what are your plans for this weekend, and what's on your thought? What's in your mind this weekend,
plans for
today
this,
on Thursday?
Plans for this weekend. It's my youngest son's 17th birthday.
So happy birthday.
Yeah. Gonna probably go and get him a car this weekend, but we'll see how that goes.
Can I go get a car with you?
Thoughts for the, you know, you can get whatever you like.
You can get whatever you like.
But, yeah. Truth and reality, just trying. Sometimes you try to figure out how, when you help somebody, they still talk bad about you. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. You know, if I let you move in my house because you got legally evicted, and you talk trash about me because you don't like the way that I have my house set up. what do you mean?
They need to leave then.
Right. And it just always makes
you're doing
me
them a
like,
favor.
Wow. And I don't understand.
Right.
It. So.
Just
I'm proud
talk.
Of you, man.
Come on, just
I'm
talk.
Very proud.
Wow. They don't like the way your house is set up. So who's doing who a favor?
Right. You know, I think
yeah,
I did.
Who's doing who a favor?
Set up really nicely. I think it's more of the fact that I live in a 4,600 square foot home, and they moved out of a 2,200 square foot home. I think that's more.
Oh.
I wouldn't have done that. Oh, okay. Well, you can go find you somewhere to live and do it that way.
Hello. Pack your one little bag and keep on going. Keep the stepping.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm proud of you.
Well,
very,
thank
very
you.
Proud of you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. I actually appreciate that. Trying to, you know, get people together, you know, try to make people, you know, enjoy themselves while they're listening to the, you know, to blog talk, try to bring some good information out as well as keep people entertained because they don't want to hear wah, 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 you know, the Charlie Brown wah, 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 wah. You know, they want to hear some entertainment or see how the world is doing and, you know, trying to bring people together. And it's just, you know, that's just how it is. So we also have Mr. Bless and Miss Sinful on the line with us, talking to Mr. Dustin. Are y'all still out there with us? They may be on another line. Sinful? Bless? All right. But no, I mean, yeah. These people are talking about, are you still there? Okay. Did you hear what
yeah,
the caller was talking about? Okay. Yeah.
I just got in just a second ago, so anything that happened prior to me, you saying hello.
Oh, no. I was talking to Sinful and Bless about your situation, you know, about people moving in and not liking, you know, how your house is set up, but yet, you know, you're trying to help them out, but yet they don't like your setup. It's like, okay, you can Hotel 6 is down the road, Motel 6 is Motel 8 keeping the light on for you, We call Best Western somebody else. So hey, that's on them. But you know, you're doing them a favor, so they're the lucky ones.
Right. I told them this morning, look, I'll give you the down payment for an apartment, so you can find somewhere else to be.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have 1 year left of being a responsible parent. Legally responsible parent.
That's for
that. And I am leaving for 60 days when he graduates.
60 days? Do you need someone to watch your house for you?
You can watch the house, or you can watch the house, or you can go with me. It's your choice.
Okay.
Go with.
Hey. All right. Y'all so crazy. But no, that's nice. 60 days, because I know we met on the plane, so that's how we met. But we still keep in contact, you know, and so on and so forth. But wow, good for you, because I know you've been working hard. You're not a contractor, but are you a general contractor, or you just do construction? You are a general contractor, because I know you're working on that one big palace, is what I want to call it. So. You can do whatever you like.
Right.
That is nice. That is nice.
That one is actually completed, and the house that's directly behind that one, we started not too long ago. So, I'm having fun, but I'm just tired.
You're tired, probably. Yeah. And so is it like a mother-in-law suite, or is it a house exactly like right behind it, as far as on another street address?
Technically speaking, it's on the under the same address, but it is a completely separate home.
Yeah, okay. So like a mother-in-law suite. Okay.
Yeah, 7,600 square foot of extra.
Am I in the wrong business? What is wrong with me? Am I in the wrong line of work? Man, 7,600 square. Wow, that's nice. That is nice. Because I know you didn't
get
into that. Go ahead.
The house that's in front of it is 15,000 square feet.
Okay. Are they from India?
No. No, this is a awesome... sister that runs a tax service, and she
good
is
for her.
Like probably I told her, I said, I'm
her.
Just impressed. She is down
right.
to earth.
Good for her.
Her and her husband are just really good people, and they're like, yo,
that's
hey,
nice.
You want to do this? I'm sure.
heck to the end. Nice. Good for
I'm
you.
To do
I'm so happy
to do
for
you. I'm trying to do what you do.
What's that? Relax?
Right now, being on the radio.
Oh, hey. I'd appreciate everybody calling in at 845-241-9985 and just joining the conversation, having us a good Thursday evening. You know, what are your thoughts on this Thursday? It's something I just threw together because, you know, I had an open spot, so I was like, hey. And next Tuesday, it's going to be Tuesday, so I'll just be playing some music and, you know, let people just kind of relax and sip on some wine and let their hair down after the weekend, you know, type of thing. So I'm just trying to fill in some time and let people know that we're out here and, you know, do it all in the mall. There's a mall that's safe and secure. And if you go into it, all you have to do is just type in whatever you want, like Home Depot, Amazon, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, anything, and you can go in and shop. And when you do shop through there, we own a commission on qualified purchases. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build the mall up so that, well, the mall is built up because it's got over 5,000 stores already. So we're trying to help give back to the community. So that's what our main goal is, trying to help get back to the community, but that's what I do. But you know, I just been going through life, and as Sinful and Blessed was saying, you know, I got a website out there. It's www.anaisebalcour.com, where you can see some of my designs, and or you can go to Instagram under the same Anais Valcourt, and I can put that in the chat room, or, you know, on Facebook. You know, I'm just trying to do the darn thing and trying to, you know, make it do what it do, and get my passion out there, because I just love designing. So, you know, if anybody out there needs an outfit, an all white outfit, all black outfit, all red outfit, green, something for Halloween, something for it, excuse me, what did you say, for court?
Suit for court.
You so crazy. Yes. You so funny.
Unfortunately,
there's
those that need it.
Yes, they do. These are bust crazy. But no, I mean, you know, you never know. You need a couple? Because I did speak to a lady today who's a lawyer, and she's contacted me. She wants a couple of outfits. So through my connections through Bless and Sinful, they've been, you know, hooking a sister up and, you know, getting out there. So I just appreciate everybody. And
what's the lawyer's
name? Everybody's doing for me. Excuse me?
What's the lawyer's name?
Pamela Hayes.
Right, and she's out in New York?
Tell you the truth, I didn't get that far. Do you know where she's out of?
Yeah, she's out in New York. She's a criminal defense attorney, but also entertainment attorney. She's my entertainment attorney. And she's been my criminal attorney too. So.
Okay. We don't need to talk about that.
I mean, it's nothing major. But if you grow up in New York, you need a criminal attorney.
Yeah, you sure do. If you visit New York, you need a criminal attorney.
Exactly.
If you come to Florida, you need a criminal attorney.
What part of Florida are y'all in?
I'm originally from Brooklyn. Yeah, I'm in Myrtle Beach, but I'm originally from New York, all over Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. I travel, but I left out when I moved out. I left out of Coney Island.
I got you. I did the finance center for Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
I bulletproof last the whole entire finance center.
Yeah, they need bulletproof glass.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a connection right there. You know, you've heard of 6 degrees of separation. Yeah, I know 6 degrees. We all connected closer than we think. If we connected like that, one person in between. Forget 6 degrees. We just 1 degree.
Just keep that circle going. And keep supporting
each other.
Keep the money in the circle, and everyone can get rich. But they say everyone works.
That's what I'm talking about. That part. Thank you for telling us. You know, and you can also talk about the Asher Theater if you want to, bro, man.
Sure, Asher Theater is a Black Christian theater in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The only Black Christian theater. Mm-hmm. And they have some amazing things going on. They have an amazing cast. Right now they're doing Motown 59. They have a mystery dinner theater where you sit down, you eat, and the actors act right in front of you a crime out, and you got to try to figure out the crime by the end of the dinner. They have the only Otis Redding show, period, in the country. And they're just doing some amazing things. The host of it is James Stevens III, he's a man of 1,000 voices, and he started out on Def Jam. He's a Def Jam comedy all-star 6 times. And it's just some amazing people and amazing things about to happen. So if you're in Myrtle Beach, come through or check out his website. I don't know the dot to it, but if you Google Asher Theater.
It's the Asher Theater, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So it's the A-S-H-E-R Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E .com or .org, .org and .com. So, Yeah.
And they also have a foundation,
yes,
which they raised over $500,000 in the last 25 years for kids to get books and computers.
Oh, wow. Wow. I was just down there in Myrtle Beach. It was wonderful. It is www.ashertre.com. And they had the Motown sound. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. And then they had Sam Cooke and Ray Charles. That was also good. That was also wonderful. And we do have another caller from the Florida area, 7676. Introduce yourself and tell us what are your thoughts on this Thursday, Mr. Verace Chapman. Verace. See, he does that to me. Okay, he must have lost the line, but yes, he has this deep voice, and he's my runway. What do you call it? My runway choreographer when I do fashion shows. So hopefully he'll call back
in. You do
in.
Fashion shows too?
And I do fashion shows. Yes, I do. I do fashion shows. Yes, I do.
Would you
shows.
Please?
Yes.
Do me a favor. The next time you're going to have one, would you please give me some advance notice, and I will gladly come down and support.
Oh, well, it depends on where we are, because Mr. Bless and I, we're talking about doing some things either here and or in Myrtle Beach. So that's still in the process. But sure, I sure as heck will.
Yeah.
I'll let the world, yeah. I'll let the whole world know. I sure will.
I believe
thank
I owe you a dinner anyway. I believe I owe you a dinner anyway. So.
Hey, you know, okay. All right. I'll accept that. I'll receive that. I will receive that. I sure will. Dude. And I'm not a greedy. I'm just like, you know, I just like entertainment. I like being around people, so I appreciate that. But yeah. But we're thinking about
I will,
you know, something else.
Gladly
yeah.
support you in any
yeah.
way I can.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, how often do you do these?
Well, every night, really. It's just different subjects that we have. So, like last night, Last night was Wednesday. We have Why Does Love Hurt? She's our relationship specialist. And she alternates with Bible study on Wednesdays. And then we also have on Tuesdays, we have our Think Wealth person, Les Prosper, who talked about generational wealth this past week. His name is Dr. Ralph Steele. He's been in business for forever. And so he's a lawyer. He's a minister. He's some of everything. Anything you need, he is. So, and then this Friday, we have a gentleman who... is with the vitiligo community and is vibing with the vitiligo community, and his name is Perry Whaley. And so we talk about what's going on in the vitiligo community, and they just had their Vitiligo World Day last Friday. So we're going to talk about, you know, how did you celebrate vitiligo? And then next Tuesday I'll be doing something like this again, just so everybody can kind of tune in and find out what I do and how the radio station works and so on and so forth. And if you have a business, maybe talk about your business. You might want to, you know, say, hey, my business is here in New York. My business is here in California, you know, Chicago, Florida, whatever. So give a shout out to yourself. So on Tuesdays, we alternate with, Keeping History Alive. We talk about Black history. We talk about everything. So I try to send out the information so that people can be advised of what's going on and so forth. So, yeah. But my runway choreographer is on the line. Verace, speak to us. What's on your thoughts Thursday? Introduce yourself and tell people what you do and where you are located.
Hello, everybody. My name is Verace. and I'm from Florida. I am a runway choreographer. I guess I wear many hats in the field, but my thoughts are, I just want to give a shout out to all the underrated designers and people that's in fashion that don't get the recognition that, you know what I mean, that they need, because it's a lot of people out there that gets overlooked and, you know what I'm saying, lost in the shuffle of things. So I just want to give a shout out to, you know, all the underrated designers and people that's doing their thing in fashion.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so we have Mr. Bless on the line. I know. You've been with me through thick and thin, to Atlanta, back to, you know, somewhere, everywhere. We go through thick and thin. So this is my my choreographer. And Bless and I was talking about a fashion show coming up that we'd like to do. So we'll talk about that. And then we have Dustin Goolsby on the line. He's out of Atlanta, and Miss Sinful is and Mr. Bless are in Myrtle Beach. So, you know, I got kind of like family on the line. My cousin was on the line from New Orleans. So it's been pretty good. It's been, you know, it's gone better than I thought it was going to go. I didn't know if anybody was going to call in. You know, I thought they were going to leave me high and dry, and I was just going to be talking to myself. So, I mean, I had all kinds of songs and stuff, but just what's on your mind? What's your thoughts on this Thursday? How you going to spend the weekend, you know? You know, who's been treating you bad? And we're not talking about baby's mamas and baby's mamas' mamas and all that drama. We're just talking about, you know, Dustin had talked about somebody who he's trying to help hush. And they don't like the way his house is laid out. It's like, okay, if that sounds real familiar. That sounds real familiar, but no, I appreciate everybody calling it. Don't be laughing at me.
No, Barachi, No, the most important thing is that you still went ahead with your thought process of what you thought, no matter how it would have turned out. You started it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the only thing that matters. Everything else was going to fall
into
place. So.
One of my favorite sayings, period, is when the fear of change overwhelms the fear of contentment, it's time to change. You took your step.
Uh-huh.
You changed. And there's so many people out there that are so unbelievably talented and too chicken, I don't know the proper word to use, but too chicken to take that step. And I'm proud. That's why the first thing I said to you, I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, a lot
thank
of
you. It's that fear thing. Mhm. Yeah. Go ahead, Bless. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was expanding on what he says. A lot of people say they want this, they want that, they want this. And when they get there, they're afraid. They're afraid to take the next step. And I call that the fear of success. They think they want success, but they're not willing to jump into it. And like you said, everyone's going to get knocked down, but the difference between the people that are successful and the people are not is the successful people get back up and brush themselves off and keep on moving forward, and the people that have the fear later and then wonder why they don't make it. Everybody has the same.
I don't think they really fear. And I just want to add something, because I don't think that they actually fear success. I think they more so fear failure. But see, that's the antidote to help you to get through success. It's all the many failures, because then you can go back to the drawing board and find out what worked, what didn't work, and then you have to continue to, you know, work it until you figure out what works for you. Once you find your niche, you have to go with that. You know what I mean? So, and then once you get there to that one place that you're trying to go, then you can expand. You turn into an octopus. Because then you have your arms in all different kind of things. You know what I mean? And it all works for you. But, again, it takes you to take that step in order to get there.
And then you have all these people around you who can help you lift you up and help you get to your place if you feel like you're, quote, unquote, afraid of failure. So, you know, as long as you have your crew or your people, you know, in your posse or whatever you want to call them, you know, that's all you need. You know, just somebody to give you that extra little nudge saying, it's all right, it's going to be all right. I got your back. I got your back. That's all you need. That's
all you
need.
Need.
You
need
know,
to
support
you stuff like that. Yeah, you know, that's all you need.
Because, I mean, they're going to be there, you know, through thick and thin. Like, you know, I just met Bless and Sinful, and they already, you know, in my back pocket because it's like, hey, we got you. You know, whatever you need, we got you. And I just appreciate that because it's like they didn't have to, but it was just the little things that I helped Bless with. You know, he was stuck on the side of the road, you know, and everybody else had, I won't say left them, and I'm in high heels, a little short dress. I'm up here, okay, let's try and work this out. I didn't leave him on the side, and he appreciated me for that, and so that's a forever friend, and then you know you got somebody who's always going to be in your corner, because Home Biscuit don't play. I don't play, because if somebody, I would not leave somebody on the side of the road like we know other people would have done, but that's not me. That is not how I was taught, so therefore I'm sorry, it's not. That's not how I was taught, you know. Even though
but
I don't know
is,
you know,
your heart,
God's got my, huh?
It's your heart.
Yeah, I know.
It's your heart. Your heart is huge. And that's the thing, like, you don't give yourself credit for, you know what I mean, all the many hats that you wear, you know what I mean? Like, I've been there, like, you know what I'm saying, through the struggles, the highs, the lows, and I've been there, you feel me? So,
right.
I've watched you grow, you know what I mean, and I'm just amazed at the woman that you are, you know what I mean, and never changed. And always know I lost a job because I said that I will not do work unless you are my headlining designer. That's it. You're not going to tell me, you know what I mean, who I'm going to bring. Like, if I've never worked with them before, I don't mind working with new people. But when it comes to my personal, who I always been with from the beginning, if you're not a part, I won't be a part of it.
Right, right.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
That's what
I'm talking about.
Yeah. He said, I'm his designer. Somebody else says, no, she's my designer. I just appreciate it because it's like, you know, I have a fear. I do have a fear. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm afraid of succeeding. And, you know, that's what I'm afraid of. Not afraid of, but that's, I guess I'm afraid of it because I know what God has given me to do, and I just have to do it and just let everything just go because it's out there for me. So, therefore, I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen in time and everything.
Well, I think that when you become successful at your craft, and, you know, all of you have your own special craft. Mine happens to be building.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think that the purpose for us and that God's biggest purpose is, you know, once we perfect our craft, we have to teach somebody else how to do it. We have to.
Correct.
And,
correct.
You know, we might go through 100 people, 200, 500 people, but there's going to be that one person. You're going to know it when you find them. There's not going to be any doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be like, you know what? I need to teach them everything I know. Because that's how our legacy gets built.
Right.
And I think that sometimes we miss that in the bigger picture of life. You know, we like, I'm a phenomenal builder. I love to build. But I have taught several people how to do my craft. And when they call me and say, yo, come by and look at this house. Wow, you did that? I'm proud of you. That right there, you're done.
Right.
You've done your job. For you've done what God asked you to do. And I think that's what we miss out. I think a lot of us miss out on that. So don't be afraid of your success. Just prove your success by somebody else that does it better than you, that you taught. That's your
true
success.
Right.
Exactly.
And what made
that's even more
amazing is that he's a builder, right? So he understands structures.
Mm-hmm.
So when you link that with a power structure, you know, it all goes hand in hand. Like,
ain't that the
your
truth?
Foundation is
ain't
set.
That the truth?
Your foundation is set.
Fact, that's why you have a shaky foundation if you don't understand structure. You have to have a solid foundation first and foremost.
Mhm. Yep, it's making me so proud. It's just, I'm just so happy that I am. I'm just so happy that you guys are called in and hanging out with me on this Thursday. It's like, it's wonderful. It's just like, thank you. Because, you know, you have these things in your mind. Like you say, you just go with it. And that's all I did. I'm just going with it because it's like, if somebody calls in, if they do. If not, I got a playlist of forever. Go ahead.
You know what's funny to me that, you know, and what you just said, you know, I've argued with God most of my life. And I mean, argue with him. Nope, not doing that. Not doing that. Not doing that. Nope.
Uh-huh.
And I tell everybody, what the day that he called me and he told me, you're going to do what I tell you to do and you're not going to argue with me no more. I was on the train. This is about 8-9 years ago. I was on the train. I had both of my young kids by myself. I had a guy just stiffed me for some money. I needed the money to fix my truck so I could go back to work. I mean, I was going through it. And this old lady on the train, when I was arguing with him on the phone, this old lady on the train, she said, he calling you and you're not even listening. And I looked at her like, is you crazy? And then she said it again. I said, ma'am, who are you talking about? And all she did is pointed straight up in the air. And I said, who are you talking about? And then she looked up and pointed. She said, you know who he is, and he going to call you, and you answer the phone. And that was the end of it. She got off the train and left. Well, when I tell you how powerful God is, I got off that train, and it was so stuck in my mind. I was trying my best not to cry because, you know, I don't want my kids to see Daddy crying. But that's garbage. Cry. Get it out. But when I got to the top of the steps of the platform, I physically ran into a guy, physically bumped into him. And he needed a project manager. And the very next day, I started a job that started paying me $50,000 a year. The very next day. That's God.
Isn't God good? Isn't God good, y'all?
Isn't it? And since then, if God tell me to go left, y'all, if y'all in the way, I'm running you over to get to that left. I don't care. I don't care. Go right. Okay,
right.
I'm going right.
Right.
And the second, and I tell people that all the time, just be obedient to him. It doesn't matter.
Whatever you think you want to do, just do it.
I'm not a holy brother. I don't go to church every Sunday. I don't do all those things. But I got a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And if that dog could say,
that's
the last
that matters.
Time on that person walking past me, they get it. It every single time. And he never failed me. I just wish I could have known him 20 years ago. 30 years ago,
right.
But it's never too late.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't
and
the
I'm
time.
Not afraid,
oh
like
no,
I
but
it's
the time.
But it comes from traditional understanding of. Oh, it's from traditional understanding of things that we've been taught. You know what I mean? Like our parents would take us to church every Sunday and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a traditional thing. But at the end of the day, like none of that's people where they fail at is they put their hope and their faith in the church instead of the Father Himself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
and the church is going to go
us
away.
As people moving around, we are the temple. You know what I mean? Our bodies is a temple.
That's right.
So therefore, you are a church. A church without a church without people is just a building.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
And it's not a staple building.
It's just a building. That's all it is.
That's right.
I have a question.
But the gospel, the word, the living word lives within you. That's why he says, lock it in your heart that no man can take it from you. It's life.
Come on now. Come on, church. Go ahead, bless you.
It ain't curses God.
I don't want to bail on you guys because this is a wonderful conversation, but I have to bail. I have to go to work. Y'all be blessed. Have a great one. Won't be my last time calling in, but thank y'all so much. And I want to meet each and every one of you guys.
Right.
So,
I'll
see y'all later.
We will. Definitely, we will.
Be safe on your way to
work. We definitely will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, V. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, that's that boy. Go ahead.
I want to know, He said God called him. I want to know the number so I can call him.
You're not
Justin,
the first person.
Go ahead. What's that number? One for
you
the
are
Father,
not the first person.
One for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. That's it.
No, no, the number is so simple, it's not funny. You think of any 10-digit number you want to, and don't even press send. Just start talking.
There you go. There you go.
So whatever number it is you want it to be, that's the number he going to answer. Just start talking. Because I promise you, he going to answer you.
You know, call him up. If you confess the Lord,
and
I can play that song. If you confess the Lord, call him up.
And, you know, my thing people be like, oh, you a holy roller and all this. No, I don't go to church every Sunday.
No.
Shoot, I might miss 3 or 4 Sundays. Mm-hmm. But the truth and reality is when I wake up in the morning, when I'm having good times, when I'm having bad times, when I just don't understand, yo, can you explain this to me?
Right.
And I talk to you in the same way I'm talking to y'all. And you know what? I say within 48 hours at the longest, I get my answer.
That's all because you listen. You be still and you listen. That's why.
Right, they say if you're quiet enough, you can hear him talk to you.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I ain't getting into that. I'm not even getting into that because I have literally in Dunkin' Donuts had whole entire conversation about what my pocket looked like and what he told me to do.
Okay.
In the end, but we had to have that discussion.
You didn't want to give that dollar to the homeless man. You wanted that jelly donut, didn't you?
Hey. He didn't want the jelly donut. He wanted that ham, egg, and cheese expensive croissant. And that coffee, large coffee with everything in it. That's what he wanted.
Okay.
And I was like, golly, come on. And when I tell y'all are not going to believe it. When I tell y'all, I think I spent total like 13 on my whole entire order with his in there. And before the end of the day, I had about 60 grand in contract signed. I'm not complaining. That little $13 didn't hurt my feelings at all at the end of the day.
Because you walk by faith.
And not by sight.
Not by sight.
And it's frustrating when you see people that are so overwhelmed with life. And you tell them something, and because they've heard it commercialized so many times, they don't believe it anymore. And sometimes it just takes that voice, you know, and it's funny because I've listened to all of y'all voices. All of us have the ability to talk to different people. And
correct.
If it's not working from me, maybe if they heard it from you or really anybody, once you realize your gift, and you can talk, give it away. Give it away. I don't let nobody go by me without talking. Not one. Nope. Sorry. I've never met a stranger. I've met strange people, but I ain't met a stranger.
Oh, yeah. I think we all met some of them. That's some strange people, boy. That's some strange people, but no, that's good. That's really good.
I think I need to lead by example.
I
say ain't nothing wrong with that. Some people are just, you know, we have the gifts and the ways that we're blessed with, you know, for certain reasons. You know what I mean? Some of us are put here. You never know what you might run into a person and say to a person that can make a major difference in their life or their day or whatever, you know.
Right. That's so true.
I think
you don't know who you've touched just by. Right.
Saying hello.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, just saying hello, just being a kind word, a smile, something.
Right. Just by saying hello.
I'm gonna challenge y'all to the next time you're in, you know, a small place, it doesn't matter where you are. And it happens to me all the time, and because I feel that with y'all, I want y'all to look around at the people that are around you. You're going to know who I'm talking about, male, female, and it'll be almost overwhelming to you for you have to speak to them. And all I want you to do is say good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is, and say, are you okay? That's it. Because you will be surprised how God will use you so fast. And it's almost addicting, if that's even possible to say. Where you see it and you know they're having a bad day, and you just say, hey, good morning. Are you okay? I'm not. Because some people just need to say, no, I'm not. And it's normally men that hide it the most. Normally, I'm not having a good day. No, I'm not doing well.
Bless.
Yeah.
He says, she said, right?
Yep.
He says, she said, yep. No, he's doing some things, and so he said, she said, so yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. That is, you know, and we just have to be, you know, and like you said, it's that, even if you don't say much, just that smile will just even help a person get through the times and what have you, you know, because you just don't know what a person's going through, like you said, Dustin, until you speak to them, because, you know, like you say, it's like, I don't want to say nothing. But, you know, just that message of hope, just that someone noticed me, you know, someone noticed me and was kind enough to say hello and ask how I was doing. So, you know, that's what are your thoughts on Thursday? It's like, you know, that's a challenge. That's a good challenge, though. That's a real good challenge.
And look at this song that's playing in the background, The message.
Right.
Part of it is, and it even blows people's mind even more, because from my point of view to women, I get, I got a boyfriend, all that. I didn't ask all that. That's the next thing to come out of my mouth. I didn't ask all that. I'm not trying to date you. I'm not trying to, I don't want anything from you. I just want to make sure you're okay. And from a man's point of view, I get, why you want to know, dog? What you doing all in my business? No, brother, I just want to make sure you good.
Right.
Man, you wouldn't even understand.
God is speaking to me.
That's because everybody is brought up now thinking that somebody's trying to get over on them or want something from them. You know, it's not like the olden days where the village helped grow the children. Now it's, some people don't even talk to their neighbors. Be in the same building for 15 years and never said hello.
I live in a pretty decent subdivision, and my neighbors, you could tell, never talked to each other. So after I got moved in and everything else, I was out cutting the grass one day on a Saturday, and every car that went by, I stopped. Every car. Like, hello, my name's Dustin. Hey, I live here. And if y'all need anything, let me know. Do you know that started conversations all through the whole entire neighborhood? He's too nice. Why he telling anybody like that? But we had an incident in the neighborhood, and lo and behold, they called me. It's like, hey, can you help with this? Sure, I can. And after that, when I tell you the neighbors speak, that's all it takes. Just take one person.
That's one person.
Just be that one
that's
person.
It.
Once in your life. You don't have to do it every day.
Break that ice.
And then you find out, and all of a sudden, you know, the thing that you really truly need in, what you really truly needed in life lives across the street from you, or lives up the road. You know, I don't know nothing about fashion, but I know I can pick up the phone and say, Inez, listen, I'm trying to figure out why these red Pumas do not go with this red shirt. Well, there's eight different kinds of red. That's why. It looked good to me. I don't know. I know who to call.
But
I tell you what, the young folks say now, like, they tell me, they get on me all the time, like, it's not cool what we do no more, like, all of that, like, you're supposed to blend. So it's supposed to be cool now.
Yes, blending, well, not matching. Not matching, matching.
Yeah, yeah, not matching all together, just blending. So you'll be all right,
well,
just rock it.
If you could send me a blending chart so I have an understanding what that means, I would graciously appreciate it.
Okay, look, I'm going to work on it. That's going to be something I can market right there. Let me write that down.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying
to
tell you.
If you go to the fabric store,
and
they have a chart that gives you all your little colors real.
No, I'm calling you on FaceTime. I'm calling you on FaceTime. Is this nice? No. Is this blended? No.
No.
You know what you tell him?
No,
you
bro. It's going to be all right. Just
like,
wow. Wear it.
It is.
It will be all right.
Yeah. I have got to. I've gotten to a point in my life. I just like. I really don't care. So, if somebody says, hey,
"And
that don't look right," I go back home, change, try it again.
And you know what? These
days,
when I was over in Spain, they were wearing stripes and flowers and polka dots and plaids, and it's like, oh, that was hurting my eyes. They still do it today. The Africans, they just wear some of anything. They don't care as long as the top is covered and the bottom is covered. We're good. We don't care as long as everything is covered. We are good. And, you know, so you don't have to worry about, you know, if you put on polka dots with some stripes and top it off with some flowers, you in there like swimwear. They're going to look at you crazy.
Yes.
But you in there. You
just
will blend in just fine.
Everybody will be wearing the same thing you're wearing. It's the new style.
Yeah, look,
everybody have polka dots and stripes and flowers.
I went to Nassau, Bahamas. I went to Nassau, Bahamas in May. And when I got off the plane, the couple that was in front of me, you know, the guy was, you know, you could tell he was one of those flashy money guys, you know, he had super rich stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 days later, I see him on the same beach I'm on. And he's out there with his loafers and everything else. And the guy that, like, they set up not too far from where I was sitting on the beach. But the guy that was in between us was a billionaire. Was a billionaire. With a B, billionaire. And me and him started talking, and, you know, because the water was so clear. And he's like, what do you do? And he says, I said, I'm a builder. And he said, you know, that's funny, so am I. And I said, really, what do you build? And he was like, I build, you know, 100-story skyscrapers. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I don't build that high. I got three stories at top. So I'm and when he said the name of his company, I'm not gonna repeat it just because I don't have permission to do that. But when he said the name of his company, it's the third largest construction company in the world. And this man was laughing at this guy that was pretending to be so rich. He was like, when you get to where you have, where money is no longer a thing, you really just don't care anymore. He said, I put these things, he had some, like, dollar store flip-flops on with cut-off denim shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and an ugly-ass orange cowboy hat, like a straw cowboy hat.
That's how my outfit right now.
And I'm like, you know what? If I'm a billionaire, if I'm a millionaire, if I'm a thousandaire, if I'm a $10 heir, I'm going to dress like that because it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't.
It doesn't
matter.
Like I said, as long as you're covered.
Something like that. But everyday life?
No. Nope. Be relaxed and comfortable. So that's your task.
What
your
you do is you smell
to dress me. Dress me relaxed and comfortable and tell me I look good, and I'm good.
Okay. As long as you smell it and it doesn't stink, put it on. I'm just
crazy,
I'm saying. As long as it...
That can go a lot of ways, Inez.
I'm just trying to tell you because I walked by this person today, and I'm telling you, oh my goodness, it's like he was homeless and what have you, and it's like he hadn't showered in quite some time, and so it's like, okay, this poor man needs some help. And that's why I said, as long as you smell it and it smells okay and you know you can go out in the world and you're okay with it, go out in the world. As long as your top is covered, your bottom is covered, if you're a woman, go out and you got some shoes on. Because people stress too much over trying to be cute. You know what I'm saying? And I just try to make them look good. So if they want to come to me and want me to dress them, I'll be more than happy to dress them. But before you get to me and you have to go out the house, as long as you are covered, your feet, if you have something on your feet, you good. It's not, because it said no shirt, no shoes, no service, shoot. Okay, put on some pants, put on a shirt, put on some shoes, make sure they're clean, you good to go. You know, because people are going to look at you strange anyway, because they got up on the wrong side of the bed. So it's like, okay, that man's hair is out of place. Okay, and I have hair. Not everybody has hair. Okay, that man, you know, is offbeat. Okay, and I can't walk right. Shoot, I'm offbeat. But God still gave me the wherewithal to breathe and to say hello and to open my eyes and to, you know, at least have some clothes to put on, even if it's the same ones every day. As long as they're clean, I'm going to wear them same clothes. Cool. So that's all I got to say.
Every day.
Every day, all day, every day, all day. That's what I'm talking about. But no, I know I do. I like to make people make sure that they are feel good about what they're wearing, you know. And I'm just thankful for the people who are on the line. We got Marilyn on the line. She's one of them quiet listeners. She's not going to say nothing. So we got Marilyn on the line. We got Atlanta on the line. We got Myrtle Beach on the line. We got Tampa on the line. I'm trying to get somebody from California, cousins and whatever, but they're on the West Coast, so they haven't said anything to me yet. So we don't have Washington on the line either. But no, I just appreciate everybody being on the line with me today. And does anybody have any songs they want to hear? Because I got I downloaded a whole bunch of songs. I got some everybody. I got Yin Yang Twins. I got Prince and When the Doves Cry. I got Ludacris. I got In Vogue. I got Tyrese. I got Peebo Bryson. I got Bruno Mars. I got Salt and Pepper. I got Pure Soul. So I'm ready for whatever. I got some Soulja Boy. I got some Wobble, some Sugar Hill Gang. Anything, anybody tickle their fancy they want to hear?
Salt and Pepper.
Prince.
Okay.
Prince.
So some Prince. When Doves Cry and Salt and Pepper, What a Man. I had that, What a Man, and I had something else too. I think I had In Vogue and Salt and Pepper. So, When Doves Cry, okay?
Yep. Anything
all
Prince
right,
works
so
for me.
We're going to have some Wind. Okay, When Doves Cry. All right, here we go. Some When Doves Cry. Boom. When Doves Cry by Prince and the Revolution. So, Mr. Bless, would you like What a Man or Soup? Bless. Okay.
In my world, and although most men are hoes, he goes on the down low, cause I never heard about him with another girl, but I don't sweat it, cause it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect, I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past, I finally found somebody that can make me laugh. You so crazy, I think I wanna have your baby.
And for those of you who are listening out there in the listening audience worldwide, you are listening to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. And you are more than welcome to call in at 845-241-9985 and join us this Thursday on What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. And so we've been having people call in and giving us our thoughts, and we've had some wonderful conversations thus far. And, you know, we've had, I'll say requests, but songs that I have out there. So if there's any other requests, I'll take them. Sinful, you got any requests that you might think you might like to hear of any artists? Sinful? Okay. That's fine. I'm going to play some, let me see if I can find it. The Men All Pause by Climax. I haven't heard that one in a long time. Yeah.
kitty girl. I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
When a woman enters the room and she was looking fierce. We were talking earlier about being dressed. She was talking about being all dolled up and everything and looking all good and fresh. So, hey, the men all paused when she came into the room. And you all can pause for the cause and give us a call at 845-241-9985 and join us on What Are Your Thoughts Thursday? How are you going to spend this weekend? What you got planned? What you doing? Barbecuing, hitting the Traeger, you know, the green egg, you know, the what's the other one? The Coleman Grill. So give us a call and hang out with us this evening, you know, playing some songs and talking about, you know, things in life in general. What Are Your Thoughts Thursday? So go ahead. That number is 845-241-9985. Anybody else have anything to say? Right now we just have one caller on the line, or two callers on one line. Bless and Sinful, you still out there with me? Okay. They are, and as the men are paused, the next thing you do, they're going to whisper.
Okay.
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 The men all pause, they start to whisper. So welcome to Let's Do It Radio, Do It All in the Mall, sponsored by, owned and operated by Saren Salisbury Frazier. It is a online shopping mall that is safe and secure, and you can go on there 24/7. Hopefully while we are entertaining you and shopping, so you can, you know, get purchases. You know, we have, well, you just go in the mall, you see over 5,000 stores. I'm not going to name them all. We'd be here until doomsday, until another whatever day it is. But just go ahead, check out the mall. It's not going to hurt anything. You're just going to type in doitallinthemall.com and see what we got out there. We got some good Afrocentric shops. We got apparel for men, women, and children. We got food. We got Kroger. We've got some of everything. You just got to go out there and see what it is, because you'd be amazed. And, you know, when you shop through there, we get a commission on specific stores. So, you know, hopefully you will shop. And we're entertaining you. And if you have any questions, don't be too shy. Holler at a sister at 845-241-9985, and I will gladly see you through. So we have any other conversations we'd like to discuss this evening? Mr. Dustin, he had to take a call. So we have Sinful and Bless on the line, my two most favorite friends so far. Let's see. Okay. We have Renee. She was said that she was on the line. Let me see what she says. Trying to text you and listen at the same time, and I got disconnected. I'll ask Brittany to show me how to do that tomorrow. Hey, Renee in Washington. So we do have Washington on the line. Hey. So what you do is, let me see. So you're trying to text and at the same time and listen. So you go to the chat room and at the bottom, and you could just, you know, text me that way while you're listening to the show, or you can call in and listen on the line, and I can go back and forth and we can talk that way. So if it makes it easier, you can call us at 845-241-9985 and just say hey to the masses, to the worldwide listeners, and then just sit there and listen to the show. You know, whichever way works for you, I'll be happy to assist you. So you call us at 845-241-9985 and just say, hey, Nez, it's me, Renee. And if we don't have anything right now, I can play a song unless Bless and Sinful have something they want to say or want to hear. Because I got songs now. I got Get Low, got Ludacris How Low, I got Tyrese Shame, I have Leave the Door Open, I got Crank That, Soulja Boy, Wobble, Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, we got Planet Rock, we have Do Your Thing, Isaac Hayes, Never Can Say Goodbye, Ray Goodman and Brown, Special Lady, Return of the Mac, Looking for a New Love, Jody Watley, Tony, Feels Good, Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes, Is Anybody Feeling Anything, How Do You Feel, Do You Love What You Feel by Chaka Khan. We have Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill, Saturday Love. So we got some anything. We got whatever you, well, almost like we got Lloyd Trout, got Quincy Jones. We got Fortunate. We got Anxious by Genuine. Child, we got some of everything. We got brown sugar. We got brown skin. We have, what else? Tell me what you want to hear. I'll be happy to play it for you. Anybody have any requests? Okay, let me see what's good. Shalimar for the lover in you. That's a good one. Let me see. Shalimar. What we got here? Shalimar for the lover in you. Mm-hmm.
I'm Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
All right. And you welcome back to What Are Your Thoughts Thursday? And to our listeners who want to call in, it's 845-241-9985. And you can, you know, come on the line, say hey, and then get off if that's what you want to do. I'm not going to hold your toes to the fire. So, you know, so I just appreciate you all hanging out with me and with us. The callers who have called in, I appreciate you all calling in. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and just keeping me company. And we still got more music and more time to hang out. So I am going to play, I think I'm going to play Tyrese Shame. And if you have something you want to hear, go ahead. And I am here waiting for you, 845-241-9985, speaking to you worldwide. Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. Tyrese.
Very most pure.
Come to this conclusion over and
I'm ashamed of me, yeah.
Shame.
I'm ashamed of all the lies I told.
Shame.
Wish I'd come home. Wish I'd come home at night.
Shame.
Girl, I wish I never creep. Oh, Lordy. Said I'm ashamed. Baby, I thought there was something better out there. It's there. Come home, baby.
Come on, baby. Come on.
What am I supposed to tell these kids? Baby, baby, I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, babe. I'm so sorry.
What makes you do stuff like that? Make you be ashamed. Stuff like that. Call us at 845-241-9985. And what are your thoughts this Thursday? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What you doing this weekend? What you doing for the 4th? Call us. 845-241-9985. Bless and Sinful still out there with me? All right. You're in my pocket. Stuff like that. What makes you do stuff like that? I don't know.
We'll be right back.
It's only one thing that makes me do stuff like that. It's, we must be in love. Pure soul. And you're listening to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. Anybody have anything to say about what your thoughts are on this Thursday? If not, I'm going to play a quick commercial here, HGC Apparel. Here we go.
When I think of my black, I define it by more than me being of African descent. My black is bold. My black is beautiful. My black is confident, strong, willing to win. My black is everything that I wanted it to be. To love, to trust. My black is more than a shade of color. My black is excellent.
HTC Apparel, black by popular demand.
Heaven knows I like to be way, way up. Feeling way, way up again.
Yes, sir. NHTC Apparel can be found in the men's, the women's, and the children's apparel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under apparel section. Or you can type in HGC Apparel and press enter and voila, takes you directly to their website. Very easy way to shop. So anybody else like to talk about what your thoughts are on this Thursday? No comments? Well, somebody out there is looking for a new love, like Jody Watley, looking for a new love.
Hey, David. Come on. Come in. Got something for you.
Yes, I am. I'm looking for a new love, baby. A new love. But you know what? I ain't no superwoman, but I'm looking for a new love. Karen White. Yes, 845-241-9985. That was Karen White, was Superwoman. That's who that was. I can't be your superwoman if you won't act like that. But how's everybody's Thursdays? What are your thoughts this Thursday? How are you going to spend your weekend, your 4th of July weekend? We still got callers on the line. Anybody like to say anything? Miss Sinful, Mr. Bless, Mr. Goolsby, anybody? Okay, I'm going to play Cheryl and featuring Alexander O'Neill with Saturday Love. Just playing some old songs. That's just the mindset I'm in today. Something we can understand.
You will be mine.
never end. That Saturday love will never, ever end. And we had a caller who was liking some salt and pepper, so I'm going to play some Shoop.
Maybe. Hey, yeah, I want to Shoop, baby. I
want to Shoop, baby. Oh, thank you, baby. No, not you. No, the bow-legged woo. Yeah. What's your name? That sounds sexy.
Here I go again, girl. Man. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your thoughts, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, fly to it swiftly. Dumped it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip. Made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. You're packed in your stack, especially in the back, brother. I wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, booby? If looks could kill you, would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna.
Sorry, 845-241-9985 if you want to hang out with us, talk to us, and tell us what's on your thoughts Thursday. But right now, I'm just so anxious that I'm going to be so fortunate. I don't know what else I'm going to be. Hopefully, Versace on the floor. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, baby. Buddy, making me want to shoot. You're so anxious.
Just as soon as your shift is over,
just so fortunate to have you all with me this evening. It's been a pleasure. It has been a real pleasure, everybody hanging out with me. Anybody have any last words for this What's Your Thoughts Thursday? Speak up or forever hold your peace.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric, apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more. At DoItAllInTheMall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at DoItAllInTheMall.com today.
Yes. Yes, sir. And I just am so fortunate to have each and every one of you here with me. And this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Falco Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. Yes.
Okay.
It's always nice. And you have been listening to Let's Do It
Good
Radio.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you all for hanging out with me this evening. It's just so nice to have you all out here. And you've been listening to
Anytime.
What
Anytime.
Are Your Thoughts Thursday? Yes, yes. You can find this program and all of your past episodes on demand through Lex Stewart Radio Banner on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listing entertainment right at your fingertips. And when you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, which goes back into your communities. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities wherever your money matters. So we want you to shop, 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 and at the same time, you can change communities, change lives, and make lives matter and make them better. So make that difference and make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Or you can donate by hitting the donate button, and we accept all major credit cards. Or you can cash app us at $doitallinthemall.com. We take that kind of money too. So again, we want to thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio. We want you to share your experience, share everything that we've done, and join me tomorrow when I have Vitiligo Friday with Perry Whaley out of Atlanta, Georgia, where we're going to be talking about how did you celebrate your World Vitiligo Day, which was held on last weekend. So World Vitiligo Day is celebrated in June, which is the day that Michael Jackson passed away because he had vitiligo. So we thank each and every one again for tuning in to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by none other than Do It All in the Mall, which is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser. And we just want you to do it, do it, do it all in the mall. Whatever you do, just do it. Do it till you're satisfied. So have a good evening. Be blessed. Stay blessed. And continue to be you. Have a good evening.
Good night.
And until we meet tomorrow night, good night. Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
Good night, Sue.
Good night, Blair.
Good night, Sinful. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Rhonda. Good. All right. Thank you so much. Good night, Bless. Good night, Mom. Good night, Paul.